Chapter 3. A silly mistake. Ryder was very nervous as he sat in our office. He waited in silence for Sherlock, who was busy at his desk. Finally, he sat down. "I suppose you want to know what became of the geese sold to Covent Garden," Sherlock began.
"Yes, sir.
Not all the geese, though. Just one with a black line across its tail, I believe. Well, it came here."
"Here?
Where is it now?" begged Ryder. "It was a most interesting goose. After it had died, it laid a little egg, the bluest egg I have ever seen." Sherlock stared at Ryder. Ryder was shocked and began to shake. Sherlock opened the safe and held up the blue carbuncle, which shone in the light from the fire. Ryder hesitated as he was unsure whether to run or grab the stone.
"Sit down, Ryder," Sherlock ordered. "I think we need some explanation now.
You know exactly what this is. It's the stone that belongs to the Countess of Morcar."
"How did you know about it?"
"The Countess's maid told me," Ryder confessed. "So, you organized poor Horner to come and work in the room so everyone would be suspicious about him. Then, after he left, you took the blue carbuncle."
"That is obvious.
What happened next?"
Please.
"I have never done anything criminal before this," Ryder begged as he stood up.
"I never will again. They will hang me, and what will happen to my mother and father?"
"You didn't care about anything happening to Horner," Sherlock replied. "Sit down and tell me the truth.
It is your only chance.
How did the stone end up in that goose?"
"It happened like you said," Ryder confessed.
"I knew I had to get rid of the stone, so I went to my sister's house. She married a man called Oakshott, and they sold geese and eggs. I was so frightened, and I had no idea what I was going to do, so I thought I would go and see this friend, Maudsley. He had been to prison before and knew about getting rid of things quickly. However, everyone was looking for the stone, and I worked at the hotel, so I had to hide it. I was outside with the geese, and then I had this idea. I put the stone in the mouth of a goose I could recognize, with a black line on its tail, and held its head back until it swallowed it. My sister had promised me a goose for Christmas, so I only had to make sure it was this one." Ryder continued with the narrative. "The goose had made so much noise that his sister came out, and the goose ran off. He pretended to be just choosing the goose his sister had promised him. Obviously, he pointed out the one with the black line, a goose in the middle of the flock, and asked if he could take it with him. After a chase, they caught the bird, and Ryder carried the goose over to his friend, Maudsley. That's when I knew it had all gone wrong," Ryder confessed. "We killed the goose, but there was no stone. I couldn't believe it, so I returned to my sister's house to find the right one. When I got there, all the geese were gone, and I was desperate now. The geese had been taken to Breckenridge Stall in Covent Garden. It was all making sense to us now. You see, my sister told me there were two geese with black lines on their tails. I had chosen the wrong one.
And there were 24 geese sold to Mr. Breckenridge?"
I asked. "Yes, I ran as fast as I could, but Breckenridge had already sold them all, and that man wouldn't tell me anything about where they were. You met him, so you know what that man is like. I had to find my goose, but it could have been anywhere. I had no stone, and another man was in prison."
"All for what?"
"Nothing." Ryder began to cry. He put his head into his hands. "God help me. My life is finished and for nothing. Why did I do that when I have never done a dishonest thing before in my life?" I knew what Ryder had done and how he had allowed another man to be arrested, but I sympathized with him. He saw an opportunity when he heard about the stone, but he had no idea what to do next. He had lost everything. Then I remembered poor Horner, who was arrested and put in prison. Sherlock was obviously thinking the same thing as me. It was hard not to feel sorry for this foolish man who couldn't even find the right goose. Sherlock suddenly stood up and opened the door.
"Go," he shouted.
"Get out. This is your last chance."
"Oh, thank you, bless you, sir."
Ryder tried to kiss Sherlock's hand in gratitude. "I don't want to hear another word, or I might just change my mind," Sherlock told him. We heard loud footsteps running down the stairs, and the door slammed.
Outside, we could hear Ryder running down the street. Sherlock looked at me. I am not the police, Watson. I am not here to do Detective Lestrade's and his team's work. My job is to solve a mystery, and we have done exactly that. I will return the stone and give Lestrade a story so Horner will be released. Jack Ryder is not a criminal, just a silly man. However, if he goes to prison, he will become a criminal, or they will hang him. I think he is so frightened that he will never do anything like this again. Anyway, it is Christmas, a time for forgiveness. I couldn't agree more, Sherlock, I replied. So now we must find another case, Sherlock began.